Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The first baseman, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Nelson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Roger Nelson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Bailey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Bailey. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder scores. One out. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Buford steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nagelson pinch hits for Steve Bailey. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinbloom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Bellinger moves to third. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 0 in the game. Nelson bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harris pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Horacio Pena now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rhett Mund. Sims reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Larry Brown. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Horacio Pena. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Sims moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims scores. Alvis scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. Joe Askew pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Vicente Romo now pitching. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims to Leon and they have Buford trapped. The throw over to Horton, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair throws the ball into Belfari, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Scheinblum moves to third. One out. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sims is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Belfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Belfari hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.